Cassette 2, Side 2. Unit 10. Tape script 68.
Our next caller is Astrid Heiner, who has a translation agency in Essen, in Germany. Her letter is on page 35 of this week's magazine. Hello, Frau Heiner.
Hello, Dr. Biz.
Now, just to remind everybody, your problem is that you don't have enough work all year round, but you don't have much money for advertising.
Yes, that's right.
Well, first, I think you should use your present customers more. Ask them to tell other companies about the good work you do.
Well, we ask our clients to do that now, but I don't think they have the time or they forget. So, I don't think that's the answer.
Then how about advertising your agency on the internet? It's not so expensive, and maybe it's a good way to find new business in other parts of Germany.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Some translator friends of ours have an internet website, and they say the response isn't so good. I think we really need to offer other services to our present customers.
Okay. Why don't you offer language training in their companies? Lessons, I mean.
No. That's out of the question. As you know, we work from home, and we live about 80 kilometers from Essen. Most of our customers are in Essen, and it's just too far.
Yes, I can understand that. You only offer translation in three languages, is that right?
Yes.
That's not very many. I'd advise you to offer more unusual languages, like Chinese or Japanese, for example.
Ah, yes, that's a possibility. But we can't afford to employ any more people.
No, but many translators work for themselves. It's not always necessary to employ them. What about looking for specialist translators on the internet? I'm sure many of them advertise their services on the net, like your friends.
Yes, that's a good idea. A very good idea. I think I'll try that.
Well, let us know what happens, Frau Heiner. Good luck and goodbye.
Goodbye, and thank you.
Okay, can we have our next caller?
Tape script 69. 1.
I wear a suit and tie. I work for a large company with branches in nearly every town in Britain. The public visit us every day. Customers come inside or use the machines outside our premises. If they want to borrow money, they make an appointment to see us. I'm in charge of about 70 people. I use a computer for my work.
2.
I wear shorts for my job. I travel to different places. Each job lasts about 2 hours. The public watch me doing my job. People often shout at me. I am in charge of 30 men. I use a whistle for my work.
Tape script 70.
So, Roger, you are a bank manager and a rugby referee.
That's right. In fact, I am deputy manager of two branches of Lloyd's TSB.
How do you organise your time?
I have to do 20 hours per week for the bank, and then the rest of the time is free, so I can referee or train most afternoons.
Do you work long days?
Well, I have to be in the office by 8 a.m. most days, but I don't have to work after lunch or at weekends.
And which is more difficult, managing a bank or refereeing?
Well, they're both great jobs. In both, you have to be polite, friendly, and firm.
But you can't be too friendly, I suppose.
No, that's true. But you must be fair. I suppose players have to do what I say, but customers can decide for themselves.
Tape script 71.
These regulations are not all that clear to me. Could you explain them to me?
Sure, Dino. The first one means that you have to answer the phone immediately. 3 rings maximum. This gives the caller a good impression.
Okay, that's clear. What about the next one?
Sound interested? Well, this means you must never sound bored or angry, even if the caller is difficult.
I see. And I have to introduce myself to every caller?
Yes. At the start of every call, you have to give your name. So you say, "Good morning, Gregorio, Sophie speaking," or "Dino speaking," in your case.
And I have to call the customer by name too?
Yes, that's right. It's more personal and more polite.
And this last one, what do we have to promise exactly?
At Gregorio, we aren't allowed to end a call without promising to do something. So you say, "I'll send you the catalogue today," for example. Or, "I'll see what I can do and I'll call you back."
I see.
Tape script 72.
Good morning, La Porta. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Stephanie Strahl. I'm calling from Geneva. I understand you distribute furniture made by a Swedish company called Literatura?
In fact, it's a Spanish company, but we are the distributors.
Oh, okay. Could you send me a brochure, please?
Yes, of course. Could I have your name again, please?
Strahl, Stephanie. Strahl is S-T-R-A-H-L.
Okay, I've got that. And the name of the company?
Strahl und Cerroni. That's S-I-R-O-N-I.
One moment, please. R-O-N-I. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got that. Could I have a phone number?
022-787.
022-787. Go on.
0540.
0540. Right. And can I have your address, please?
13 Avenue de Frontenex, CH 1207, Geneva.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
13 Avenue de D-E Frontenex, F-R-O-N-T-E-N-E-X.
Geneva.
That's right. And the postcode is CH1207.
Fine. I'll put the brochure in the post today.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Tape script 73.
Would it be possible to send me a brochure?
Yes, of course. Let me take your details.
Ready?
Yes, go ahead.
My name's Daniel Aubert.
Sorry, I didn't catch your last name.
Aubert.
Daniel Albert.
No, it's Aubert. A-U-B-E-R-T.
Okay, I've got that. Go on.
And my phone number's 00-41-22-78.
Sorry, that's 00-41-22-78-24-60-54.
Have you got that?
Yes, I think so. Can I read that back to you? 00-41-22-78-24-60-94-54. Sorry, 54.
That's right.
Tape script 74.
Good morning, La Porta.
Mr. La Porta? This is Stephanie Strahl. Thank you very much for your quote for the Literatura furniture. I'd like to place an order, but I find it a bit expensive. Is that your best price?
For two items, yes, I'm afraid it is.
What about three items? Could you perhaps offer me a discount on a desk, a filing cabinet, and a chair to go with the desk?
I think I could give you 15%.
So, 15% of £1,000 makes £800.
No, that's not quite right. Actually, I said 15%, not 20%. So I make that £850.
Oh, yes. Sorry. You're right. 15% of each item. Mm-hmm. And the chair?
I have a very nice one in stock at £150. Leather and chrome.
Okay, that sounds good. What about the transport? Is there any chance of a discount on that?
I'm afraid I can't reduce that, because it's another company which does the delivery.
Ah. And the delivery time of 8 weeks?
Well, we have everything in stock, so if you order today, I can get everything to you within 30 days.
Oh, excellent. Payment 30 days after delivery?
Oh, I think 30 days after the order would be better.
Fine. I'll send an email to confirm.
Thank you, Miss Strahl. I look forward to receiving your confirmation.
Unit 11. Tapescript 75A.
Where do you send people? All over the world?
No, not exactly. Most of our contacts are in Europe, particularly Southern Europe. But we're also now developing an activity in Southeast Asia, particularly in Japan, Thailand and China.
And do you specialise in particular types of jobs?
No, we don't. You see, we always work with big companies who need new staff in many different areas. So we recruit computer technicians, teachers, construction workers, project managers, engineers. We've even recruited a personal bodyguard for the president of a European company.
That's quite a range. Now, tell me about the work you do.
Well, like all the consultants in my firm, I specialise in one particular country. I'm working in Thailand at the moment, one of our new markets. I go there regularly, visit companies and listen to their needs. I spend at least 3 days in each company. That's an important point.
Why is that?
Because we provide a very personalised service. We have to know the company well and the person who's going to work there. We don't want to recruit someone for Thailand who then leaves after 2 weeks because he's not happy.
Tapescript 75B.
I can see you enjoy your job.
Yes, very much. I really enjoy learning about new cultures when I visit companies abroad. I also really like interviewing people for jobs, particularly younger people.
Why is that?
Because younger people are generally very interested in the country, not only the job, and that's very important.
What about the travelling?
Well, I love visiting new countries, but I don't really like taking the plane.
You don't like flying? Isn't that rather difficult for someone who works in Thailand?
Yes, a little.
Is there anything else you don't like?
Yes. I hate telling people we can't help them. Sometimes we say no because we feel a person doesn't have the right personal qualities to work in a certain country.
What qualities do you think are necessary for someone working abroad?
I think there are three. First, they have to be adaptable, ready to change their working habits and their living habits. Secondly, they have to be sensitive people. That means they have to respect the culture of the country they are in. And finally, it's better if they are outgoing. Outgoing people will make friends easily and learn the local language more quickly.
Tapescript 76.
Hey, Luis Antonio.
Bill, Pete, I don't believe it. Bill, how are you?
Just fine. You're looking good, Luis.
You too, Bill. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. When did we finish in L.A.?
In 1988. You went to Washington and I went back to Rio.
That's right.
So what are you doing now, Bill?
Well, I'm a project director with Sun Microsystems in Silicon Valley.
Sun Microsystems? That's great. How long have you worked there?
Since 97.
And where do you live?
In San Francisco. We moved there in 1994.
And I guess you are married now?
Yes, with three beautiful children, two sons and a daughter.
So, where did you meet your wife?
Well, Luis, do you remember a girl on our MBA course in Los Angeles? Her name was Melissa Norton. She always had the best grades.
Melissa Norton? Of course I remember.
Well, we got married in 1991.
Well, congratulations, Bill.
Thanks. What about you? Do you have a family now?
Well, it's a long story. Do you have time for a drink before your flight?
Tape script 77.
Can we talk about staffing levels now? Our objective was to reduce our staff by 10%. How are we doing for the moment?
Well, the number of new employees has fallen dramatically this year. Last year, we took on 60 people, but this year, we've only taken on 16. We stopped all new recruitment 6 months ago.
What about the number of transfers?
Transfers have gone up too. This year, we've transferred 13 people to other divisions of the company. Last year, it was only 4. But the number of resignations is down. Last year, 5 people left the company, but this year, only 2 have resigned.
Have we managed to persuade more people to take early retirement?
Yes, that's been a success. 20 employees have taken early retirement this year. That's 14 more than last year.
But we've had some redundancies.
Yes, unfortunately. But it could be worse. We've made 6 people redundant this year. I hope there won't be any more.
Well, let's add up the figures and see.
Tape script 78.
Let's start with men's view of male bosses. You will notice that the number of men who prefer to have a male boss has gone down since 1982. But let's look at the figures in detail. Between 1982 and 1993, the number fell by 7% to reach 33%. What is interesting is that since 1993, the number has risen again by 2%. How does this compare with men's opinions of female bosses? In 1982, only 9% of men preferred a woman boss. In 1993, the number rose by 7% to 16%. But in the last few years, it has decreased by 4% back to 12%. As you can see, in recent years, there has been some kind of reaction against the idea of female bosses. The best news is, perhaps, that we now have a small majority of men, that's 52%, who have no preference. The numbers have increased by 6% since 1982.
Unit 12. Tape script 79A.
Sergio, thank you for agreeing to this interview. How old are you?
I'm 51.
And what is your profession?
I'm an accountant.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Does your wife work?
Yes, luckily. She's a teacher.
Could you tell me about your last job? Who did you work for?
I worked for a chemical company near Milan.
How long did you work there?
For 14 years.
How did you lose your job?
The company was taken over by a Swedish firm, and I was made redundant.
So how long have you been unemployed?
For about 6 months.
Tape script 79B.
So, Sergio, it must be difficult being unemployed at your age.
Of course. Many people don't want to employ someone over 50.
So how do you spend your days?
I get the newspaper every day and look at the job advertisements. When I see something interesting, I apply.
Any luck so far?
Yes, I was offered something last month, but the job was not very interesting.
Do you meet other unemployed people?
Not really.
I prefer to stay at home and work on my PC. I'm also studying psychology.
That's an interesting idea. What else do you do?
I have lunch with my former colleagues about once a month. They often hear about jobs and so on. They often have useful information.
Have you registered with a recruitment agency?
No, I haven't. I think they already have too many people on their books.
So how much time do you spend looking for a job?
Oh, about 10-15 hours per week. The rest of the time I do the housework and other things.
Are you optimistic?
Yes, but I really don't want to leave Milan.
I see. Thank you.
TapeScript 80A.
Unemployed. Accountant. Manufactured. Company. Recruitment. Optimistic. Pharmaceutical. Psychology. Interview. Redundant. Psychological. Responsible. Information. Secretary. Fortunate. Confident.
TapeScript 80B. 1.
She was made redundant by a pharmaceutical company.
2.
I'm confident about the interview.
3.
Who's responsible for recruitment?
4.
I'm the company accountant's secretary.
5.
This information makes me more optimistic.
TapeScript 81. 1.
So, what is your job exactly?
I write market reports about the chemical industry.
How do you do that?
I talk to people in the industry. I read articles and, obviously, I follow the markets.
What sort of equipment do you use?
Well, there are some good internet sites which give a lot of information. In fact, sometimes there is too much information. And I also use teletext on my TV. My doctor says I spend too much time in front of a screen, but I don't really have a choice.
Where do you work?
I work at home, near Oxford. When I lived in France, I had an office in Paris, but I moved to England 2 years ago and found I could do the job from home. I have a very small office with my fax, my phone, and my PC. In fact, it's not really big enough for me and all my equipment, but I manage somehow.
And do you work normal office hours?
Yes. I start at about 9 and work until 3:30. This gives me enough time to go and pick up the children.
So, no business lunches?
No, unfortunately. It's usually a quick sandwich in the kitchen, then back upstairs. It was nice before to have lunch with contacts or colleagues, but now I waste less time. Now I only speak to colleagues on the phone. Sometimes it's too quiet in my office.
So do you prefer the traditional way of working?
It depends. I feel I work more efficiently at home because in an office there are too many distractions. But I do miss the contact with colleagues.
Thank you.
2.
You're a market analyst, I believe.
That's right. I work in Brussels and I analyze the petroleum market.
What sort of office do you have?
It's a very modern, open-plan office. It has workstations for about 20 people in one large area.
Surely that's too many people.
Not really. In the morning, there are usually about 15 people. But after lunch, there are fewer. When you arrive, you take a space that is free. If you don't arrive early enough, you don't get the best places. next to the window.
Isn't it very noisy?
Not really. And anyway, it is good to hear other conversations. It helps you to know what's happening on different markets and with different customers.
What about lunch?
We usually take customers and contacts to lunch. It's a good way of getting information. When I have enough data, I write my reports.
What sort of equipment do you have?
Computer screens with direct online data from the markets. Everyone has a laptop and a phone. That way they can work anywhere.
So what are your normal hours?
I start really early at about 7, and I finish at about 7 p.m. And then I go for a drink with my colleagues. I get home at about 9, which my wife thinks is too late.
Tape script 82. 1.
That was very nice. I'll get the bill.
No, this is on me. You can pay next time.
Oh, that's very kind of you. It's been a very pleasant evening.
I enjoyed it too.
2.
See you tomorrow.
Yes. Have a nice evening.
3.
Okay. I've really enjoyed studying with you.
Me too. See you next year, maybe?
I hope so. Anyway, have a safe journey back.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
4.
Thank you very much for coming. It was very interesting.
Thank you for giving me the time. Shall I call you next week?
No, that's okay. Just send the price list. I'll get back to you.
5.
So, is that your best offer?
I'm sorry, I can't go any lower.
In that case, we accept your terms.
Thank you. I'll write to confirm everything.
6.
So that brings me to the end of what I have to say. Now, does anybody have any questions?
Tape script 83A. 1.
Thanks for coming.
2.
Good night. See you tomorrow.
3.
I hope to see you next week.
4.
Thanks for everything.
5.
Have a safe journey.
6.
See you on Monday.
7.
It's been a lovely evening.
8.
This is on me.
Tape script 83B. 1.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for the invitation.
2.
Good night. See you tomorrow.
Yes. Sleep well.
3.
I hope to see you next week.
I hope so too.
4.
Thanks for everything.
It was a pleasure.
5.
Have a safe journey.
Thanks.
6.
See you on Monday.
Yes, have a nice weekend.
7.
It's been a lovely evening.
Thank you. It was nice to see you again.
8.
This is on me.
That's very kind of you.
End of side 2.